831. Everyone having a good time so far?
Yeah.
I'm having a lovely time. I should apologise, firstly, for the fact that I can't figure out how to work guitar straps anymore. Also, I've got a bit of a sore throat today. You guys are good at pantomime, aren't you? Bit of a sore throat, but we're going to get through it because you guys are going to fucking sing with me! I should also start this off with an apology, another apology, which is that we haven't been to Dublin in fucking ages. I know. No, it's not mine either, shut up, fuck off. I played Dublin this afternoon, thank you very much. Anyway, I'm sorry it's such a long time, but we're here now, we're going to have a good fucking evening, and I promise it's not going to be that long until we come back next time. I'm fucking sorry. Anyway, listen up. It's very important to me that everybody who comes to my shows is equal. I'm an egalitarian. There's no divisions between people. Everybody is welcome. Everybody is the fucking same as far as I'm concerned. That shit's important, okay? No divisions, except for one. Let me tell you about it. Let me introduce on the bass guitar, Mr. Tara Anderson! Judging by today's theme tune is the baddie. Anyway, listen up. Did you do that again? I enjoyed that.
What, the thing?
So that's basically the Empire. For you to draw an imaginary line down the middle of the show here, everybody in this side of the room is now on Team Tarrant, ladies and gentlemen! On the electric guitar, Mr. Benjamin Lloyd! Also known as the Rebel Alliance. And that means everybody in this side of the room is Team Ben, ladies and gentlemen! I'm not saying it's a competition, but it fucking is. Do you have a prize this evening?
I just forgot to do
that. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, okay. There will be a prize, ladies and gentlemen. There will be a fucking prize. It's going to be a really good one. Elijah's just got to make it backstage later in the set. That sounds awful. Okay, yeah, we'll take care of that. We'll take care of that. Anyway, so listen up. This shit's important. Obviously, last night, Team Tarrant won. And Ben cried himself to sleep on the tour bus. Do you want that in your fucking consciences, Team Ben? You guys are gonna bring it! Team Tarrant, what have you fucking got? This is like episode 8. That was an attack to the Star Wars joke. How did I do
that?
Let's call it golf clap. Let's play a song. Say it off in other words. This song goes like this.
Not everyone grows up to be an astronaut. Not everyone was born to be a king. Not everyone can be Freddie Mercury. But everyone can raise a glass and sing. Straight from the pipeline.
Still love. So it's called Pace and the Bird. Peggy came to me in my sleep.
episode one. Fucking whoever the Lions is winning. What do you think of that, Team Tarek? Okay, but there's still time. There's everything to play for. I'm holding an electric guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Seems I can finally do the thing I've been dreaming of since I was a child, which is to play this riff in Dublin. So I stop cracking city jokes. Are you guys up for a sing-along? Yeah! This is part of the competition, Stormtroopers versus Ewoks. The best part about this is the people in the middle can choose their side. So you get to decide which one you like. Right? Anyway, the sing-along goes like this. Whoa!
Thank you.
This is not our first visit to Dublin. Put your hands up if you've seen us play before today. Fuck yeah, and one crutch as well, fuck yeah. Okay, more interestingly, put your hands up if you're a first timer. Fuck yeah, generally some people putting up their hands both times there, but fuck it, we'll carry on. Well, if you're a first timer, you won't know about the tradition. Now the tradition with this song is, when we get to the chorus, every single person in this room, with the exception of Nigel and Matt, who are sitting down, every single person in this room is going to jump the fuck up and down for David Bowie! Dublin, are you going to jump for David Bowie? Let's do this. Can we used to be brothers? Superheroes and warriors, cowboys and Indians, train drivers, everything rolling through the Amazonas. Everything changes. God married our children.
Take a picture of us. Take a photo and go up and live this distraction. Of course, to the ones that you love. Cause we won't all be here this time next year. While you can take a picture of us. Take a photo and go up and live this distraction. Of course, to the ones that you love. Let's go! Pain you want to buy.
earlier of the last time I was in this room when we played here with Larry and his flask. And it was the last day of the tour, and I did a DJ set afterwards. At which I publicly got so pissed that I fell down the stairs on the other side of that door, like a twat. I'm pleased to say that my days of drinking quite like that are behind me. Unless it's my birthday. Which it fucking isn't, so shut up. No, seriously, that was a good time, but it was way too fucking long ago. Anyway, it's the Empire Strikes Back. That's actually probably bollocks, I wasn't really paying attention, but it keeps the joke going, so. Team Taran is doing so well! Fucking Ewoks are restless. You get the joke, right?
I think you got that chest right.
Who else is. Anyway, we've got Benjamin Lloyd, ladies and gentlemen. We've got another sing-along of our hands, ladies and gentlemen. A sing-along powered by Mr. Matt Mazzia's Tiny Man Glenn. Easy. All you got to do is go, oh, like that. Good. We're a musical city, gentlemen, by the sounds of things. Anyway, let's make it a tiny bit more complicated. You have to make that noise when I lift up the headstock on my guitar, so let's try it. Very, very crisp beginning and end there. Okay, but the thing is, you've got to make the noise when the headstock's in the air, but not when it's not. So don't stop too soon and don't stop too late. So let's try it. Teachers at school through that.
Yeah. You should do that.
It's complicated. I've got to fucking play it as well. Anyway, okay, let's try it again. Very good. Wow. Right, Matt, are you ready? Are you feeling sufficiently entertained and warmed up by the choir?
I am sufficiently entertained.
I turned my guitar on, which means that I can play the song because I always forget at this point in the set.
Halfway there, good.
Yes, okay, what's the first chord?
Don't know. Just play it.
I'll try this one. Let's give it a go. This song's got the opening act of Spring!
Somebody pain.
Here we go!
Oh, please forgive me. To whisper on the wind, 'cause you are a part.
So listen, I'm fucking brothers with names, but I'm going to try something rash. Am I right in saying that Jamie's with us? Jamie, yeah. Hello. It was, you know, I'm not mistaken in saying this is like your 9 millionth gig or something. What, was it 40th? Was it 40th? It's Jamie's 40th gig, as soon as well. I've seen Jamie all around the world, he's, well, all around Europe, certainly. He's come to a fucking shit ton of shows, he's a lovely human being, and he asked me to play this song. So I'm going to fucking play it. And it's another song I don't play very often, and I'm going to be honest, I googled the lyrics. But I know what they are now. This song's about my family. My grandmother used to live in a big house on Highgate Hill. And that's kind of part of what the song's about. This song's called Faithful Son. Living on the edges of the city, near where the underground runs down. Bring a picnic blanket and your pity, pen and paper so I can write things down. Brother, it's not carried by me. It arrived at the first show of the world tour in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it's been to almost every single show since then. And we're not carrying it, it's just people making friends with each other at shows and passing it on one for the other. I think that's fucking glorious. So let's hear it for the tour flag! And we all know the tour flag rules. Just a reminder, the tour flag rules are, if any of the rest of you encounter the people holding the tour flag, you have to do three things. And this applies to the people standing next to them right now. You have to hug them. I want to see a hug. I want to, there we go. Then you have to give them a little kiss on the cheek. And then, but she's saying she's driving, you are allowed to nominate a second. You have to put alcohol inside of them. As fast as humanly. That's it, let's go, buy that one drinks, there she is, yes! Buy a fucking drink, alright, the hits here for the fucking tour plug. This is an old song, Johnny, if you know the words.
Everybody's got themselves a plan. Everybody thinks they'll be the man, including the girls, the musicians who like the friends to form a band, the singers, songwriters, the rest of us are DJs or official club photographers. Tonight I'm playing another Dublin show. So going through my phone book, texting everyone I know, quite a few I don't whose numbers found their way into my phone, but they might come along anyway. Never. When we sold our souls, we were all about the destination, and take a fucking flight. We're going nowhere slowly, but we're seeing all the sights. You see it, and we're definitely going to hell. We'll have all. I'm definitely going to hell. I'll have all my best stories to tell. You're not as nice a place you think you are. Your simple torture makes you messy. Just settle down and you will feel a whole lot better deep down. Just like everybody else. Just picture her after she's had kids. I bet she sits at home and listens to Thin Lizzy deep down, just like everybody else. Why are you sad at home? You're not designed to be alone. Brothers and sisters, have you heard the news? The storm has left, the man has nothing to lose. So swap the confirmation for your dancing shoes, because there never was no God. Step out of the darkness and onto the streets. Forget about the fast, let's have a carnival feast. Raise up your lowered head to hear the liberation beat, because there never was no God. And there is no God. So clap your hands together. There is no God.
Everybody,
no heaven and no hell. There is no God. We'll always be together. There is no God. So bring that picture.
So it's slightly slicker, but anyway. So we have a signed drum skin, and we're gonna settle this shit once and for all. It's like the gunfight in the opening crowd. But we're gonna have got an assistant to help you guys out. I'd like to welcome to the stage a special guest, Mr. Lee Saddington, ladies and gentlemen. Two thumbs up of Lee, that's pretty fucking good, he's starting strong. Basically, Lee's he's an excellent tech, he looks after us, he's a brilliant at his job, but he's also a very emotionally volatile young man. The only thing that makes Lee happy, aside from dressing up in a crocodile suit,
in joke,
the only thing that makes Lee happy is star jumps, ladies and gentlemen. So we're gonna have a fucking bit of star jumps in this next song, and the deal is this. When you see Lee doing star jumps, you gotta fucking do star jumps, right? But also, importantly, when he stops, you also have to stop. He gets very upset if people do Star Jumps without him. And we don't want to make Lee sad, do we? Let's have a dress rehearsal. In your own timer. I've got two notes for you. First of all, you've got to fucking stop when he stops. Jesus. And secondly, some good work down here. I can see quite a lot of people on the balcony doing that thing. It's like the 14-year-old in a family photograph who doesn't want to smile in case he looks uncool. It's bollocks. I want to see every single fucking person doing star jumps, okay? If you're not feeling overly energetic, you can just do the hands. That also works. I'm going to be finding this out, so I'm just going to be doing the legs. And together we've got something. Let's have one more dress rehearsal. Let's go. And then the next song is a kind of freeform dance number, and whichever side does the best star jumps and the best freeform dancing is going to win a giant drum skin, ladies and gentlemen. Before we go into this, I want you all to close your eyes and just imagine the drum skin. Smell it, taste it, feel it on your soft, on your skin, your face. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. You guys fucking ready? Team Terry, are you ready? Team Betty, are you ready? Slipping Souls, are you ready? Let's do this. That was the least stylish thing that's ever happened. Let's try it again. Blacking in and out in a straight black East London. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down. So sorry for always thinking about you. And you know your life is heading in a questionable direction when you're up against strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sounded when you told me you didn't know what I should do. Oh,
but there's a ditch and there's a hole that matches not what you will learn when you come.
Thank you.
Dublin again soon. Are you listening, people who book shows? Groups back here. Alright, now that we're friends, I can ask for you guys to do something weird, which you're doing already. I want to see everybody take a seat on the ground. Let's see you sitting down. Everybody, look out for each other while this happens. Oh, it's quite long. I'd like to formally introduce on the drums Mr. Nigel Powell. So here's the deal. Nigel is now your dance commander, ladies and gentlemen. When you see him stand up behind his drum kit, and not before, I want every single person here to rise to their feet, jump in the air, and dance like you're out of your fucking mind, okay? While you're dancing, I want to see every single person singing along, and if you don't know the words, either steal them off someone next to you or make something up, okay? My last request is this. While we're singing and dancing, I want you to look around you and try and find one person who you didn't come to the show with, who you don't know, a stranger. I want you to sing and dance with them. Because unless we do something like this, all that we're doing tonight is we're just a bunch, we're like a couple of hundred strangers in a dark room shouting past each other. And that's fucking boring. We can do more than that. Let's go home with sore feet from dancing and sore throats from singing, but also with new friends, with new ideas, and a new sense of ourselves and who we can be if we come together and leave our bullshit at the door just for a few hours to be friends, to be equals, to be dance partners. Dublin, are you fucking ready? I'll play, you sing, the perfect way.
Thank you. the shirt to you in better days.
Thank you guys so fucking much for being here. It's been a fucking great time. We should come back more often. I'm going to plug my guitar in. There we go. Oh God, I've had a technical malfunction. That's entirely my fault. What have I done? Christ. Anyway, I hope everyone... Oh yeah, by the way, does everyone enjoy Waldorf and Cannon? Have we had that first? Let's hear it for Waldorf and Cannon, go! It's good to play with old friends. Shit. particularly not outside of like my friendship circle in London. And it's a fucking amazing thing that 11 years later, here we are, we're in Dublin, there's a fucking sold-out crowd, and it's a beautiful thing. I'm very grateful. And we've got a couple more songs, well, we've got a few more songs, let's say that, before the end of the night. And this is an old one. And I want to shout this song out to my friend Lam, who's been on my shows in Dublin back in the fucking day. And I want to shout this out as well to my friend Kieran Lanahan, who I used to tour with as well. Hi Kieran, a fucking good soul. This song is out to you guys. This song's called Love Aaron Song. Well, a teacher of mine once told me that life is just a list. Disappointments and defeats, then you could only do your best. And I said, well, that's a fucking cop out. You just washed up and you're tired. And when I get to your age, well, I won't be such a coward. But these days I sit at home, and I'm just shouting my TV. And punk rock didn't live up to what I hoped that it could be. And all the things that I believed on my heart when I was young are just coasters for beers and clean surfaces for drugs. And I packed on my pamphlets and my Bibles for the back of the shelf. So it was bad enough, the feeling the first time in here, when you realize that your parents and that the world will go to shit, and that the values and ideals for which many had fought and died have been killed off in the committees and left to die by the wayside. But it was worse when we turned to these kids on the left and got let down again by some poor excuse for protest here by idiot fucking hippies in 50 different fashions who were locked inside some kind of 60s battle reenactment. So I hung up my banner in disgust and I head for the door. Oh, but what? We were young and we were crass enough to care. I guess you will never know. We won't make that mistake again. Oh, oh, but surely just one day, yeah, we could fight and we could win. But if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Well, we've been a good few hours drinking, so I'm gonna say what everyone's thinking. If we're stuck on this ship when it's sinking, then we might as well have a parade. Cause if it's still kinda hard in the morning, find the better plans yet to get for me.
Give me that! Yeah.
you're sexy. Chocolate in your shoes and your winning team. I just want me some lust, some love, and smattering of that guitar rock god. He doesn't really love me.